Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. A South Carolina partnership that is training Greenville County job seekers to fill high-skill manufacturing positions is one of just two programs from across the nation that was honored recently by the National Fund for Workforce Solutions. John Baker is the executive director of the Greenville Region Workforce Collaborative. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Congratulations on this honor.
Thank you. It's a big honor. It's from some work that we started back in 2011, and it's come to fruition now. We still have a lot left to do, but it's nice to be recognized.
Tell us about your organization.
The Greenville Region Workforce Collaborative consists of a series of funders, both public and private, both local, regional, state, and national, that puts a funding stream together to attack a specific workforce development opportunity, in this case, transportation manufacturing. The approach is simply this: to ask employers what they need to have the types of workers that they need, and then to go back out into the job market and to match up what people need to learn with what employers need people to be able to do, and to make those skill sets match up with employers so that we can help them be more productive in the long term.
And walk us through what a training program consists of, how long that it takes, who would qualify to participate.
When we began, it was still in the after effects of the recession, and most of the people that came to us were unemployed. There were a few of what we'd call underemployed people that were in pretty low-wage jobs, but most people were unemployed, and they were having difficulty finding work within the transportation manufacturing sector. But because we had worked with employers, we had some training defined that the employer said, if you do these types of things, which involve some known national modules from the Manufacturer Skills Standards Council, then if you will teach them some employment skills, what a lot of people call soft skills today, then that would make them employable with us. And we also told them about next level training that they would need to do to be able to move up to get to what we call family sustaining wages, which in Greenville County is about $16 an hour. In mid-2013, the South Carolina legislature approved funding for entry-level training for advanced manufacturing. They call it the South Carolina Manufacturing Certified Program. And because we were already doing many of the things that are included in this program, Greenville Tech, who's one of our primary training providers, came to us and said, we'd like to align funding that we can get through that program with you. And what it allowed us to do was to use existing funding that we'd been using for entry-level training and move it up to those advanced skills. And we'll take people that were unemployed or grossly underemployed and move them from zero wages or perhaps $8 to $10 an hour wages up to $18 to $20 to $22 an hour wages, which, you know, gets them in the $35,000, $40,000, $45,000 a year range within a 12-month period.
Now, is your focus still this transportation manufacturing industry, or have you moved on to another area?
That's our primary focus right now. We have done some work with chemical operator training because there's a robust chemical presence in the upstate. We'll also look for some opportunities to go into other more specialized areas of manufacturing.
Are you able to measure your results of this training program, the percentage of the people that get through the program and do succeed?
Yeah, over time, what has traditionally happened since we started in late 2011 is about 70 to 80% of the people have been placeable into jobs. And once we started offering the entry-level folks that had gone to work the opportunity to come back and take advanced-level training to move into CNC jobs and others, what we've seen is that of those, 80 to 90% of those folks that come back, which is generally 50 to 60% of the original trainees, immediately move up and get placed. So we know we're doing the right things. As a matter of fact, what has happened to some degree because the economy has turned back up, and to an equal degree because we've proven out what we're doing, we now have more demand than we have people that can supply the need. So if we could train more people, we could place a lot more people than we're training now. So we know we're doing the right thing. The challenge for us moving forward is to get the word out to people that are in underemployed situations in particular that want to move up but haven't been able to figure out how to do that, that we have a way to do it that works for them and works for the employer.
Well, hopefully we've been able to help you with that goal today.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, John, thank you for the work you're doing, and thank you for your time this morning. Good luck with everything going forward.
Thank you much.
John Baker is the executive director of the Greenville Region Workforce Collaborative. We will have a link to his organization posted at our website so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org/SCBR, where you can hear this show again. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.